It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. And again, Truth Nation, please make sure that you tune in to The Truth on Politics tonight from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on The Truth. This monthly show is a Truth Family Roundtable, which engages in a thoughtful debate on local elections, policies which impact you all. And we will break down what you need to know about last week's presidential debate. Do not miss The Truth on Politics tonight from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. with Dr. Ken Harris, Sherwin Hughes, yours truly, Tori Lowe, Dame Elzy on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk. Telly, before break, we were talking about Diddy. And, man, y'all are coming in hard on our YouTube message board, which you can stream and watch Telly and I live right now on YouTube. Just search for Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, and please hit that subscribe button. That way you'll never miss. You'll never miss. And we got a lot coming in our Truth Talking text line as well. I love what Thomasina said as we were talking about Sean Diddy Combs being arrested yesterday as he is being charged with racketeering and sex trafficking. Racketeering, Telly. Now, what is that again? What is racketeering?
I don't know. But
what is racketeering?
I don't know if that's what you want to be doing.
I'll fact check it.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to look it up too. I'm very curious because you hear people like, man, he got a RICO case. And, you know, it sounds like, ooh, he in trouble, but right. You don't even know what that means.
What'd you say? Spell racketeering. You don't even use it in a sentence. Like, I don't know.
This
I don't want to know.
This reminds me of a scene of one of my favorite movies, Office Space. When he was trying to figure out money laundering, he's like, so what is money laundering again?
I used to always think it was like cleaning money.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of is.
So racketeering is a type of organized crime that involves a pattern of illegal activities carried out to make a profit. Racketeering activities are often fraudulent or extortion and can be disguised as legitimate business deals.
Hmm. Yeah. That's not good.
No, that ain't good. That ain't good because you can pretty much put in whatever you want. That what are illegal activities? I mean, what are those? And if there's a string of them, or what they say is a pattern. So when they say human sex trafficking, was there a pattern of illegal sexual activities that Diddy was involved in? I don't know, but it's bigger than the local police. We do know that.
Man, and as you were saying earlier before break, Telly broke it down, y'all. So Damian Williams is the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York,
mm-hmm.
and he is a brother,
mm-hmm.
and he does not play.
Mm-mm.
Well, he released in a statement on social media last night, and I quote, "We expect to move to unseal the indictment in the morning, which is now, and we will have more to say at that time." Now, Diddy's lawyer, Mr. Agnifilo or Philo, said that Diddy had been arrested by officers with Homeland Security investigations last night at about 8:30 p.m. And he was staying at the Park Hyatt on 57th Street. Man, that's a big hotel bill.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think with Diddy's issues, I'd have been like, is there a courtyard or is there a Motel 6 around here?
Mm-hmm.
I never understood that.
Yeah.
like you're literally like, in some financial, I'd have been like, you know what? Is there a Town Place Suites or a Hilton Garden
Well,
Inn?
I don't know if you can take your own plane to New York and then go to the La Quinta. It might not be good. But just to give you an example, like DT just said, Homeland Security were the ones that arrested him. And the lead investigative arm of the Department of Homeland Security is responsible for investigating transnational crime and threats, including human trafficking, terrorism, drug smuggling, and other organized criminal activity. Now, Combs has been in New York since last week. His attorney said negotiations for his surrender had been ongoing and a grand jury voted to indict Monday.
You going to jail.
Man, now, look, that, like, when you say all that, like, most of the time when you get caught or you being charged with something, it's just that crime. But when you start to read all that.
And see, I never thought that it would get to this point. Mm-hmm. Now, this arrest of Diddy Combs yesterday. Now, Diddy's 54. He's young. And you know, when you a billionaire.
Now.
Telly, okay. So this is actually the highest profile figure in the music world to face criminal charges for sexual misconduct since R. Kelly. Mm. Now, R. Kelly, after trials in both New York, was this the Southern District too?
R. Kelly? I'm not sure, but that's an easy lookup.
Yeah, and Chicago. R. Kelly was sentenced to more than 30 years in prison for child sex crimes, sex trafficking, and racketeering. This is pretty synonymous with the charges that are part of Diddy's indictments. Now, if you're not familiar with Diddy, just to give you some background, he's also known as Sean Combs, P. Diddy, Diddy, Puff Daddy, and he discovered rappers and R&B singers like Notorious B.I.G. or Biggie Smalls and Mary J. Blige. Now, as of earlier this year, he went under intense public scrutiny after a video was released showing him sexually and physically abusing, well, physically abusing, but the allegations were that he also sexually abused her in the indictment, former girlfriend Cassandra Ventura, also known as Cassie. I did not think that this brother was going to end up in jail. Mm. But it is not. I mean, is he in jail now? Because he was arrested and he's going to appear in court this morning. So that would be.
He's in custody. I don't know if he's in jail, like in general population, but he's in custody.
All right. So he's in custody. Now, over the last 9 months, there have been 5 lawsuits formally filed by women alleging sexual assault. And 3 other, to your point, so he's got like 9 cases right now, mm-hmm. and 3 other sexual misconduct suits. And so Diddy's legal team, they're busy. But earlier, before the break, this statement that his legal team released saying that they were disappointed with the decision to prosecute him. How are, after that video? And that's mm-hmm. just one video. We don't even know all the things that took place outside of that video.
Money.
And exactly. And they're disappointed with the decision to prosecute him. And then they go on to say that Diddy is an imperfect person, but he is not a criminal. On our Truth Talk at text line, which is 833-212-1017, Thomasina says, which I completely agree with, his behavior does not uplift the black community. Mm-hmm. And what I saw in that video with Cassie, that's not criminal behavior. So we're basically telling people that as long as you do this, as long as you're an entrepreneur and as long as you're a philanthropist and as long as you're this, then yeah, you could beat your wife. You could beat your girlfriend. You could beat women, period. That's not criminal behavior.
Boy, knowledge and research is power, DT. I've been looking this up and listen to this. R. Kelly was convicted in Brooklyn's federal court on wide-ranging racketeering charges, commonly referred to as RICO charges, alleging he ran a scheme leveraging his star power to systematically sexually abuse girls and women. So that's how you get a RICO charge.
And those are the same charges that they give to mobsters and mafias.
Mm. Yeah, so that's how Diddy is being possibly charged with racketeering, human trafficking. This ain't good.
You know what I find interesting? And I'm just saying interesting, Telly. Nobody in Diddy's camp, even Stevie J, is quiet. You know, when he first got his home got raided, Diddy, you know,
as if people
Stevie
really
J.
care about what Stevie J had to say, but still, he was riding with him, though. You're right.
But this time, it's crickets.
Yeah.
It's crickets. Like, I have seen no high profile celebrity because, you know, Diddy had a lot of friends, mm-hmm. and I'm doing the air quote.
Yeah.
But how interesting is this, literally, y'all, the week of Tupac's death that Diddy was arrested? Because, you know, a lot of people believe that And when you look at these documentaries that investigate the murder of Tupac, Diddy's name comes up every time. And his name is in part of those investigative reports consistently. I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's going to get real, real interesting. Again, that racketeering and you got Homeland Security and Southern District of New York. And I mean, because this could have happened anywhere else, but you're being charged in New York. Like, it ain't that ain't good. That is not good for Diddy right now. And he better lawyer up. And like you were saying off air, you know, he's selling this $60 million mansion in L.A. He's going to have to sell that plane. He's going to have to do a lot of stuff. And it still ain't going to keep him out of jail, in my opinion.
Diddy, I know a good consignment store if you want to sell your clothes. I can give you a good consignment store. Marcus on our Truth Talk and text line, which is 833-212-1017, says Dana White punched his wife in front of everyone and nothing was said. Well, Marcus, we have a presidential candidate who's been found guilty of criminal acts, who's had three baby mamas, who, what else?
Mm-hmm.
I think
it's too long to.
Yeah, Marcus, unless you don't live in America,
right?
It's Tuesday. And I don't mean that. I mean, in the sense of it's another day in America.
Yeah.
Being black in this country.
And he apologized, and I think it was okay. But we know it's different strokes for different folks.
Yeah,
and
Marcus is like, well, Dana
don't
White,
apply for everybody. So
welcome to America, Marcus.
Yeah, yeah. The caller says Damian Williams is the guy who railroaded actor Jonathan Majors, who was clearly seen on film running away from a stalker who had also been filmed refusing to leave his home. Guilty or not, Diddy got problems. Like I said, and I continue to say, you don't want to mess with the Southern District of New York. And when you start to get the federal government, Homeland Security involved, like that's not good.
Mm-mm.
It's not good.
Well, we will continue as more developments are released, because again, Mr. Williams will release further details regarding the indictment as Diddy, Sean Combs, is appearing in court. He may be in court right now. What time is it in New York? It's 9:13?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
This ain't a good Tuesday for Diddy.
You out living your best life, then boom, you're getting arrested. You got to go to court right in the morning.
Well, you know, it was like he just was out here just like act like he ain't know.
Oh, he know.
He knew.
You going to jail.
I mean, it's the video. It's like, yeah. I was done. Yeah. The
ever
caller.
Since that investigation. I mean, I'm sorry, when they raided his cribs.
Exactly. The caller, hold tight. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going straight to the caller. Other listeners, how are you feeling about this? I mean, is Diddy, is it over? Is Diddy done? 833-212-1017. When we come back, we'll get into more of that and other hot topics. Stay locked in.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, thank y'all so much for tuning in. It is Tuesday, September 17th. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Sean Diddy Combs was arrested yesterday evening at a Manhattan hotel after a grand jury has indicted him. Now, the indictment was sealed and the charges were not announced, but as of right now, Diddy is appearing in court, and the prosecutor, Damian Williams of the Southern District of New York, will be revealing or releasing those details of the indictment specifically today. In the meantime, between time, is Diddy done? Is it over? Has the chicken come home to roost? The caller, you are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment? The caller, you there? All right, maybe he'll call back.
I tell you what, it was. I was just reading this YouTube message on our message board by Not Really a City Girl, and she says, if Diddy somehow has enough dirt on other celebrities to blackmail them into paying on his legal fees and escapes prison, no one would want to do business or party with him like before all this. I mean, ever again, I think that's what she's trying to say. I agree. Or, I mean, because he's going to have to start thinking of something. I mean, heck, you could run for president and get your base to pay for your legal fees. I think we've seen that play out a little bit.
And the reason why because you've told no lies. All right, we got the caller back. Good morning, the caller. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Well, can you hear
me? Yeah, but you need, can you turn your radio down in the background, brother?
Yeah, just turned it all the way down.
All right, how appreciate you. Yes, better? Sir.
Okay, so one thing that I would encourage Truth Nation and our city to do is to remember two things, to walk and chew gum at the same time, because I think this type of thing can be a distraction to the real work that we need to do in the next 50 days in electing our first woman president. That's the first thing I want to say. That we can pay attention to this and that at the same, you know, you can get with this and that.
Hey, the caller, you're breaking up really bad. We heard the first part, which is a very powerful statement.
I'm going to try to call back later. Okay. I don't know what's going on.
It's all good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I mean, he was dropping bars. Yeah. It was just.
Yeah, and I think what he was, like, the first part of what he was saying was, let's stay focused on the election. And,
right.
And I think that you could do two things at once, because Diddy is just a topic today. That doesn't mean that he is going to be the focal point, or he's going to take away from Madam Vice President Kamala Harris fielding reporter questions in Philadelphia today by NABJ members or anything else that's going on. So, yes, I mean, I get what you're saying, the caller. Hopefully you're able to call back and make your second point. But yes, I mean, we can chew bubble gum and walk at the same time. You can have two things that you're thinking about. And I don't know how much thinking you got to do about Diddy's case. Ain't nothing you could do about it.
You know what, Telly? The internet is undefeated. They've already put out the memes. Remember that movie ATL starring T.I., Lauren London? So
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Ricky, one more again.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
The internet is playing this audio from the movie ATL, which you heard Big Boy's voice saying, I know that ain't who I think it is. They're saying that that's going to be R. Kelly when Dee Dee goes into the jail. So I said, Lord, the internet is undefeated. They said that when Diddy walks into that jail or prison and R. Kelly see him walking through, I know they ain't who I think it is.
Yeah. To me, you kept saying, man, I'm shocked. Like, I never thought he would be inside of a jail. He would ever see the inside of a jail. If they put Bill Cosby in jail.
You're right.
Like, for real, for real.
You're right.
I mean, like, people, especially younger people, only know of the charges that he faced. That, oh, Bill Cosby, he's the one that, you know, gave women drug women. But you have to realize he was as popular as any black person could be at that time in television. And to have America's black dad go to jail?
You are right.
Like, so, I mean, come on. This dude is a rapper who dropped out of Howard. Like, so I don't think they are, I don't think they're going to show that much leniency to Sean Diddy Combs. And again, and they hit up Bill Cosby 30 years after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
So,
And Michael Jackson.
And, man, Diddy's in trouble.
And they are celebrities, and they want to prove a point.
Diddy's in trouble.
That's
all I can say.
All I know is that, and Lord knows I'm not one yet. I'm going to emphasize the word yet, manifestation. You don't see too many loud billionaires. You don't see too many obnoxious, you know, extra,
no,
doing the absolute most billionaires.
Yeah.
They quiet. They move, which is, it's ironic because that was one of the big mantras of Bad Boy, move in silence.
Mm-hmm. But see, also, too, that shows that you can't continue to move the same way that you did when you reached certain levels. Like, if I'm a billionaire, I can't still move like a millionaire. If I'm a millionaire, I can't still move like a thousandaire.
Facts.
And so I think that this is another case of someone thinking that, oh, man, I've been getting away with this, that, and the other. I can continue to do what I've been doing, and no one's going to ever say anything. But you have to also understand that when you reach a certain level, you can't do those things anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot do those things anymore. And Diddy clearly was moving in the same way. And yes, probably towards the end, or when I say end, but before the home raid and these charges and these lawsuits, he probably knew. I mean, that's why he starts saying love, and I'm changing my name to
absolutely.
Love. And yeah, because
they always get on their knees and say, I love the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, because you knew at the end. I mean, there's some controversy of him hanging with Bishop T.D. Jakes. And so, like, you know what you've been doing,
mm-hmm.
and you know what you have gotten away with,
mm-hmm.
and you know when the what, as they say, the chickens come home to roost.
Man, if
congratulations, you played yourself.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Speaking of loud billionaires, Elon Musk. Elon Musk, the tech billionaire who owns Tesla, who owns X, formerly known as Twitter, deleted a post after, what was it, Sunday's assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump. Now, this tweet, which is now deleted on his X, formerly known as Twitter, quote, no one is even trying to assassinate President Joe Biden or Vice President Kamala Harris. Of course, there was a lot of backlash, and the White House took this tweet down. And Elon Musk has defended himself, saying that it was intended to be a joke. Oh, okay.
It is funny. No, it is, because ain't nobody trying to kill Trump either. Nobody trying to kill him. Like, for real. That's truth be told, ain't nobody trying to kill Trump.
And my thing is, if you're running for president and you've had two assassination attempts, as an American voter, yes, let's elect someone who's constantly defending their life.
Yeah.
That'll help us. I'm just saying.
And in that tweet, since you want to, you know, joke, let's say, why isn't that no one from Kamala Harris's base is trying to kill her?
It's just like, and I thought about this yesterday. If Madam Vice President Kamala Harris tweeted, I hate Taylor Swift, can you imagine the backlash, the detriment? Can you imagine that? If Madam Vice President Kamala Harris would have tweeted, especially right after Taylor Swift would have came out and said, after researching and after watching the debate, I'm team Donald Trump. And she would have tweeted, I hate Taylor Swift, in all caps, followed by 3 exclamation points. Where would we be right now?
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Then you have J.D. Vance spreading rumors about Haitian immigrants eating cats and dogs. Now you've got a Trump supporter. And what's crazy, see, that's the thing about powerful white men. They may not like each other, but you best believe they're going to stick together, because Elon Musk and Donald Trump have never been buddies. But financially, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, well, how does Trump have all this money and he's paying all his attorneys? Because he got fellow billionaires that are like, look, we're going to get you elected so that when you get in that White House, you're going to do exactly what we need to be done. Because Tesla, both Tesla and X, have had issues in terms of business.
Yeah.
So I say all this to say, again, number one, billionaires move in silence. Number two, you know, when we talk about the criminalization of black men in this country, And then you have people who say, well, Dana White did the same thing. Exactly. Welcome
so
to America.
So that just goes to show there are two systems.
Exactly. Kamala Harris tweets. Can you imagine a black woman tweeting who's running for president? And if Taylor Swift would have said, I'm Team Trump, and Madam Vice President, as a black woman, would have tweeted, I hate Taylor Swift. What? Man.
Yeah.
You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, 833-212-1017 is our Truth Talk and Text line. This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We will be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth at 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business give back. Each quarter, we will be giving away $6,000 worth of free commercial advertising for 3 months to five black businesses. Visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That is blackbusinessgiveback.com to sign up today. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure on the truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank member FDIC.
We were discussing Sean Combs' arrest. He was arrested yesterday in Manhattan, and he is appearing in court as we speak. Marcus on the Truth Talk and Text line says, it is sickening how many jokes I hear when black men are facing the justice system. I completely agree. It's also sickening when you see black women who come out and say, I've been abused, and no one believes them.
Mm-hmm.
That's just as equally sickening. And I've seen it every day of my life.
Yeah. And
even when there's video.
And it is sickening when also, too, that you have to understand that they put themselves in this position, too.
Thank you.
I mean, you can't go out and commit an act and then play victim. And be like, hey, you know, feel for me. It, you know, this happened to me, too. No, you can't. You're not allowed to do that. So I'm not saying you could feel however you want to feel about P. Diddy, this case and everybody involved. But what you really can't do is say, oh, I feel sorry for Diddy. I don't know how you could do that. Maybe you can. But again, I get that. You know, I think that you can't clump everything together. When you say it's sickening when black men face, you know, are in the justice system or face charges or whatever the case may be. Yes, but I think that is more for the unjust black men.
Absolutely.
That are in jail. Like if you did something, like, you got to pay the consequences.
What's sickening?
But if you didn't do it, then yeah, it is sickening.
I'm going to make y'all mad. What's sickening for me as a black woman is when I see black men talk about it's sickening to hear jokes. What was sickening was when I saw Diddy beat Cassie in front of the world. Here goes. Oh, see. Why do we need to respect black women when their own men don't? That's sickening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's sickening. And like I said before, and I'll say it again, whatever resentments that you have towards black women as a black man, please get healed. Because I guarantee you, when if Cassie would have been a white woman, You wouldn't see or hear any white men calling into the show and talking about things like, oh, it was a setup. She's trying to go for his bag. You don't hear white men doing that about their women. I'll wait.
Yeah, you can't
do that.
Yeah.
But oh, here go our black men. It's sickening. Was it not sickening what you saw? Like you said, Telly, you cannot create a problem and play the victim.
No.
This has nothing to do in terms of the charges. It is what it is. We saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one video.
Right. Yeah.
It's sickening to see I'm raised by a black man. I have a black son. I love black men. And it's sickening that We have to witness this, and the whole world has to witness it as well. If we don't start uplifting each other and supporting each other and saying this is unacceptable, you're going to continue to see white people disrespecting black women.
Yeah. Skittles hit
that
us
sickening.
Up. Yeah, Skittles hit us up on our YouTube message board and said, what exactly is the sex guy charged with causing his arrest? I think Skittles is asking what exactly is he being charged with, and there's a slew of charges, and that's what we are waiting to hear this morning, but it was enough to get indicted. We know that part.
Can you please read what Craig on our Truth Talk and text like? Because it's more impactful, Telly, and we've talked about this. The reality is that you and I can say the same thing, but when you say it, it's good job, Telly. Preach, brother. When I say it, it's she's that. So please read what Craig Taylor just sent in on the True Talking
Which
text line.
Which one? That's the one that starts with let's stop?
Yes. And okay. What he says, what's more significant? Please, thank okay. you, Craig. But you read it, Telly, please.
Craig says on our Talking text line, 833-212-1017, what's more sickening is black men committing these offenses.
Preach.
Let's stop pity partying these sick people.
Preach.
No matter what color they are, you do the crime, you pay the time.
Preach, 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 preach.
Yeah.
Thank you, Craig.
Yeah.
And thank you, Telly.
Yeah.
Because it sounds a whole lot different when it comes out of y'all's mouth.
Yeah, because here's the thing, feeling sorry. Well, let's hear what Marcus had to say. Marcus says, I never said I feel sorry for Diddy. I feel everybody deserves their day in court without being judged by public opinion. No one's judging him. We're just stating the facts.
But you didn't say that to begin with.
Yeah.
Like, if you would have said that to begin with.
Right.
Because that was a trigger for me.
Yeah.
Like, we literally saw this innocent young woman who's black get beat like a dog. And the first thing is, I'm sick of hearing jokes. I'm sick of seeing black men beat women on television. And nobody says anything. Yeah. Now, as far as you saying, I never said I feel sorry for it. If you would have led with that, then I'd have been like, bet.
Yeah, yeah. I think Ricky said we do have Marcus. We got Marcus on the line.
Good morning, Marcus. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning. So y'all been asking about me for a little bit. Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I never said I felt sorry for Diddy. I said I want everybody to have their fair day in court. I said all I see is when people, you know, push all this stuff over social media and stuff like that, you're already prejudged before you even go to court. And that don't for anybody.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
so that's the issue for me. And just to throw it on black women, I never said I didn't believe black. I don't even know where that came from. That came out of left field.
No, it didn't come out of left field. It came out of my mouth. That's how I felt, and that's what I said.
Well, that's not what I said.
Nobody said that you said that, Marcus. I said what
mouth.
I felt. I said what I felt.
Well, I don't know what that got to do with what I brought up. I'm on one subject. We can go to that if you want to. And, yeah, some women do go out to the back, and some of them don't. So we're not going to play that game. Because we want to believe all black women, believe all black men. Go back and forth, 100%.
I don't do well with male aggression, and so this tone that you're delivering, I'm just going
to
be quiet.
I'm not trying to be aggressive to you. I'm passionate about it.
I don't do well with male aggression, and I'm going to pass the mic
to
Telly.
I apologize to DT.
Thank you. Apology accepted.
Thank you for the call, Marcus. Again, this is something that we truly can agree upon one thing, and that is that Diddy A is not the victim in this situation, and B, that when you look at this, it has everything to do with positioning himself, putting himself in this. So when it comes to yes, his day in court. Yeah, clearly he's going to have his day in court. I mean, but what is that day in court going to look like? Is it going to say you didn't see the video that you saw? Is it going to, is there going to be things that going to make him innocent? So when you say he's going to have his day in court, that's just, it kind of seems like you are just dismissing everything that has already come out. And keep in mind, if it's Homeland Security, they have spent thousands upon thousands of dollars investigating this. So When he have his day in court, it might not be a day that he wants, but we will see.
We also have the caller. Good morning, the caller. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning, y'all. I just want to, on behalf of any victim, whether that be George Floyd, whose murderer who lynched him in the street, will be out of jail. He was sentenced to 21 years, far sooner than these other people who have done evil things, like R. Kelly. He had no business marrying Aaliyah. He should have been put in jail 30 years ago. And what my problem is that sometimes that may distract us because of the entertainment value. From that, right now, there are thousands of priests who are being reassigned whose names also should be. That's my comment on it. If we're going to go after people who are victimizing people, let's go after all of them. And Tupac stomped a Crip the night before his death, and in 1996, that would get you murdered. So those things I don't feel connect. Even if Diddy was in Vegas, I don't know. But that we can all agree as well that stomping a Crip in Las Vegas at the Mike Tyson fight, unfortunately, probably is what I believe got our brother killed, because that's on film and it's logical. The thing that I saw on film with Diddy stomping that lady, I have three daughters, and he wouldn't have to worry about the feds coming after him if that would happen to anybody in my family.
I know that's right. Thank you. Thank you so much, the caller. Appreciate your call.
I love my women, but I do want, what I will have to say, I do want black men to be sentenced fairly, not given 100 years like they tried to give Bill Cosby at 80, when you got a man who lynched somebody in front of children who gets 21 because of color of his skin. And I hope that's what most black men are trying to say, and that we do defend our black women, some of us.
And that's all we, and the caller, that's what we need to hear. Especially when we got people.
Well, you know, I'm gonna say that.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. That's, you know, because we got, you know, it's like we gotta heal. Because that shouldn't even be a question. Good morning, but thank you, caller. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day. Good morning, Al. You were live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
My question, my comment is for the people who always say say certain things are disrespecting black women. Here's the number one question. Would you want somebody to disrespect your mama that way?
Mm.
And let's see where that go. Have a good morning, everybody.
But you know what's crazy, though, Al? Some men would say yes. And that's the problem. You got a lot of men out here who, due to childhood trauma, have developed a resentment, whether it's their mother, whether it's their sisters, their aunts, and valid, but that you got to get healed. You got brothers out here who are literally saying, I refuse to vote for Kamala Harris because she looks like that person that caused me trauma as a child. And we got to get healed. Good morning, Ashley. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning. I just wanted to comment on this current conversation that we're having. I agree that I feel like black people, black women are not protected by anyone, unfortunately, not even our own, even some other, even ourselves, black women hop on each other. But I just think it's crazy listening to one of the previous callers saying, oh, like, basically, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, we didn't see a video of this man tearing this woman up, and not just that video. There's also been conversations and people bringing up situations that happened. Even if you watch Making the Band, how he treated all of his artists, multiple artists that were on Bad Boy are died broke or have different conflicts that they were going through, all these NDAs. If you aren't doing foul stuff, why are you making people sign all these different NDAs? But I just think it's foul that black women have to prove with beyond a video that they're being abused, and it's still not believed by our very own. I just think that's crazy.
Ashley,
but yeah, that's my only comment.
Thank you so much for calling. Yes. And Ashley, let me just say this to you. You are not alone. We have so much healing and work to do. Because at the end of the day, here's two things. And I want to piggyback off what the caller said. And Ricky, I know we got to go to break. Just give me 10 seconds. Number one, if that were your mother, I'm looking at you, Ricky and Telly. If that were your mother that you saw in that video, or your daughters, would you be saying, oh, well, I hope they don't give him too much time? Don't do him like, you know, don't. What would you say? And like the caller said, it wouldn't even be a case.
I'm with the caller. I don't have to imagine.
As a black man, a black man, fathers, if like, what are we talking about? And then what, number two, we can disagree. We can have disagreements. We can listen to learn and understand. The way you talk to women, black women. Mm-hmm. We got to stop this. Like, what happened to just, and I know a lot of people are saying it's a two-way street, and it is. But brothers, y'all are our leaders. We didn't get here just because one day black men woke up and said, we don't want y'all to lead us no more. We have to start having healthy dialogue, because that conversation between me and Marcus, it was aggressive, and it didn't need to be. It could have been like, hey, sis. Because here's the thing, as a man, even if I come in with female aggression, as a man, when you show me as a leader, like, hey, sis, I got you. I hear you. I understand how you're feeling. Let's talk about this. As a woman, I'm going to immediately follow your lead. We don't get that. Can you imagine every day seeing other races, their men, literally, you don't, all this stuff, you don't hear no other community talking about their women. Every time. And it's not right. And whatever was done to you, trust and believe, I have every right to be like, brothers ain't blank. I have every right. But I will not give up. I will not publicly, because people are watching. And we wonder why nobody else treats black women like anything, because they don't see y'all doing it. Get healed. And when you are talking to a black woman, lead, brothers, please. And I'm not talking to the ones that are like, I'm not talking to Telly. I'm not talking to Ricky. Just consider getting healed and getting back to leading, protecting, and providing so that we don't have to. Because trust me, I didn't wake up in the morning and say, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to have two kids by two different men and raise them by myself. No, it didn't go out like that. Oh, I think I'll get beat every day by my man in my house. Feel like a prisoner in my home. Don't get me started, y'all. 833-212-1017. We come back. Thank you, Ricky, for that extra time. I appreciate you, brother. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Ashley, you're not alone. Mm. But we gonna get this.
Creation Muse has something to say, too. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll come back and read Creation Muse when we come back. Y'all stay locked in. I need my black men. I love y'all. Y'all the finest species. And this, as far as I'm concerned, the strongest. We need y'all. I don't need to be screamed at. Mm-hmm. I've been there, done that, and I ain't doing it no more. We'll be back.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Y'all, shout out to Creation Muse. Creation Muse says, daddy trauma is real. Those women that are quick to violence, and there's nothing most men can do to protect themselves against it. Rovan, and I hope I pronounced your name correctly. Rovan says, they don't talk about them. They just don't respect them or let them show their face in public or walk the streets without a man. Y'all hard on black men. Y'all speak on protection. Who protects us? This is exactly why we need. So, you know what, Telly? When we talk about topics, let's kind of just, because I feel like we need to have some dialogue around this. Because both Rovan and Creation Muse bring up some valid points.
Look, I have no problem with that. That's what we're here for. This is the platform for it. Let's have some healthy dialogue about these different things. And, I mean, because there's a lot of things that, you know, they may see a certain way, and then you like, oh, I didn't see it that way. And so I think that's a very healthy thing. I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't think we should run away from it because we may not agree on certain things. Absolutely. I agree that that should be a good topic. Just like we want to circle back to the sellout. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
So
you know, Dr. Ken is leading the truth on politics. How about you and I lead a roundtable discussion on the sellout concept, and then also what's going on between black men and black women? I know there are so many relationship experts out there. This will not be me coming from a lens of a relationship expert, because how can you be in a relationship expert? You ain't in a relationship.
And but I ain't Steve Harvey either, so I ain't about to say I have all the answers, but I think that we can at least talk about it in a healthy way.
Let's do it. So more to come, Truth Nation. Thank y'all so much for provoking the thoughts, and more to come on these roundtable discussions between black men and black women, because we need to heal for real. And it starts by having conversations and dialogue. All right, y'all. Thank you so much. We hope that your day is kicked off on the right note. That's all Telly and I want to do, is get you up and get you ready. Make it a great day. Tell somebody you love them. Up next, 9 more hours of live consecutive Black Talk Radio. Milwaukee, Sherwin Hughes up next. And I will see and hear y'all tonight. Truth on Politics Roundtable.
6 to 8.
6 to 8. Y'all make it a great day. We love you.
Peace out. We'll be right back.